We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Mem Dalid Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah. And we will discuss on today's Daf the Machlokes of Shimon Rav Yehuda in more depths. Zok the Mishnah, Metaltlim Ner Chadosh Avalo Yoshon. A Ner in the Mishnah means the lamp that holds the wick and the oil. It's like the cup that holds the wick and the oil, that's called a Ner. So it says in our Mishnah, metaltel ner chadosh, a brand new lamp, a brand new cup, you're allowed to be metaltel. Avlo yosham, once it's used, you can't be metaltel with it on Shabbos, even though it's empty now. And the reason is because it's talking about a ner shel cheres, it's made out of earthenware. And earthenware, when you put oil in it and you light a candle, it gets ma'os, it gets disgusting. It's full of oil and oil gets absorbed in the walls and it's not really usable. So that's what the Tanakhama, which is Rav Yehuda, he holds that you're allowed to be metaltel and ner chadosh because it didn't get disgusting yet, avalo yosham, because it's mukso machmas mius. It's called mukso machmas mius. Rav Shimon Omer, kol ner is metaltelim. You're allowed to metaltel any type of lamp, any type of cup, chutz min ner adolak b'Shabbos. Besides, while it's lit on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to metaltel it. And the Gemara later on will say the reason is because he agrees that the shalheves, the flame, is mukso. And while it's lit, you're not allowed to move the cup because the flame is muksa. Or a different reason Rashi says here, which is a half million more later on, the reason why you can't metaltel it because maybe you'll come to extinguish the fire. But in any case, there's a machlokes on a yoshon, a ner yoshon, an old cup that was used, but right now there's no ner in it, there's no fire in it, or you let him metaltel it. That's called muksa machas mias. And the Tanakhama, which is Rabbi Yehuda, holds muksa machas mias is aser, and Meshivan holds is mutter. And we find a lot of times in Sechta Shabbos that Yehuda is machmir by muksa or Mishim is mekel by muksa. That means Rav Shimon holds the Isra idea as muksa, but he doesn't hold of the idea of muksa on something that was like, you don't always use it. For example, this cup, it's ma'os. So according to Yehuda, since it's really set aside for lighting candles, and you generally wouldn't use it for anything else because it's disgusting, therefore, it has a din of muksa. That's Rav Yehuda's shita. Rav Shimon, on the other hand, holds, since I decided I want to use it now, so it must be pretty usable. It is usable. So who cares if I didn't plan on using it? That's enough, and that's not called muksa. Rav Shimon holds, the only time it's muksa is if I put it aside and I say, I push it away, and it's called dachi b'yadayim, I say, I'm not using this. I'm sure not using this. But if you don't mamash set it aside for something, you just don't use it because of a reason, it's muksa machas mias, then Rav Shimon definitely holds it's not muksa. And who do we argue on that? So the Gemara. The Gemara's are bringing a third shita when we see the Braisa. Tana Rabbanan. Metaltel ner chadosh avlo yoshon divi Rav Yehuda. This is the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. That it could be metaltel a cup that holds candles. We call it a lamp. To make clear, we call it a lamp. You let it move a lamp that's brand new. Avlo yoshon, not an old lamp that already was used. Divi Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir, and what's the reason? Because muksa machmas mias. It's set aside. It's muksa means it's set aside. I don't plan on using it. It's machmas mias, and therefore it's muksa, and you can't move it on Shabbos. Ramea Yerimah call neris metaltlim chutz ben aner shalika by v'Shabbos. Ramea holds, no problem muksa machmas mias. You could metaltle any lamp that's empty. But if it was lit once this Shabbos, it's aser. And the reason is because he holds something called muksa machmas iser. That since Bein HaShemashos, when Shabbos came in, it was lit, and I couldn't move it at that time. It was muksa. Why? Because the shalheves, the ner, is muksa, and I couldn't use the shemen. Everything was muksa at that point. So that makes the whole keli muksa. And even if later on the candle's not here anymore, it still stays muksa, since it was muksa ben hashmashas. That's called muksa machas iser. That's what Rameya holds. Rav Shimon holds no muksa machas iser, there's no muksa machas mias. Shimon Omer, chutz mina ner ha-dolek b'Shabbos. Let him metaltel everything, besides for while it's lit. While it's lit, then you can't be metaltel it. And Rashi here says the reason is because you might extinguish it by mistake. And which is a half minute Gemara later on. Cuffs up. Once it goes out, mutal tatl, you let him metaltel this ner, it's not a problem. You can metaltel this cup, this lamp, you let him metaltel. Because no problem, muksamachas mias or muksamachas iser. And then the Bryce goes further. It says, Aval ka'os, the ka'ora of our shoshis, these are all big lamps, a big cup and a big plate or a big lamp. Lawyers using the kaimim, you can't move that. Then we'll see soon why. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Lezer, the son of Rabbi Shimon, Aimer, he says a little bit more. He says, "Mistapik mina ner hakava." If the flame is lit but it's going out, I'm allowed to take that shemen since it's not a shiloh of kivu because it's going out. I can use that shemen. when Hashemim Hataftif, or Shemin that drips out, the filled with Shah there derelik, even while it's lit. So Lezer adds on something else, that even while it's lit, it's possible to mishtamish with the oil, even while it's lit. And why? He also says that there's no muksah machas iser, and also there's no muksah machas mitzvah either. Even though right now it's set aside to do the mitzvah of adlakas neiris, there's no problem muksah machas mitzvah. And Abai explains this. Amar Abai, Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, shavala kavua b'chado apalga b'chado. He holds to a certain extent like his father, and he argues in a certain thing with his father. Shavala kavua b'chado, the less they muksah. He holds there's no muksah, which means no muksah machmas mias, and no muksah machmas iser. But he argues something with his father. Dilo avua sava kava in loy kava loy. Only moiser hashemen we had before in the brice right before the mishnah. Only leftover shemen's mutter. Only after it goes out kava in, or even the lamp. Only after it goes out it's mutter kava in loy kava loy. But while it's the lit, there's no heter. That's what Rav Shimon holds. But iu sava afka loy kava is also mutter. And what's the biyam machlekes? Like we said, the biyam machlekes is. Is there a problem of muksa machmas mitzvah? According to Rav Shimon's maida that something was a huksa la mitzvah, so to mekayim the mitzvah of adlakas neir Shabbos, that's also according to Rav Shimon. Once it goes out, so there's no mitzvah anymore, then it's mutter. But kol zman the mitzvah is going, it's huksa la mitzvah, so it's also as muksa machmas mitzvah. And Rav Eliezer, Rav Shimon holds not like that. He holds there's no problem of muksa machmas mitzvah. So therefore, even if it drips out while it's lit, it's also muksa according to Rav Shimon, because it's huksa machas mitzvah. Even while it drips out, while it's lit, it's also a problem of muksa fear of Shimon. And Mashiach Rav Eliezer argues. Now we go to the next line, the Braisa. The Braisa right before Rav Eliezer said, Aval kois uka'ara v'ashoshes lo'izizim mekayimam. If you lit in that, you can't move it the whole entire Shabbos, even after it goes out. So the Gemara, Maishnahani, why shouldn't you be able to move it after it goes out? There's no muksa machmas is, there's no muksa machmas mias. Why shouldn't you be able to move it? Amaula, seifa oson, Rav Yehuda. This seifa is not going according to Rav Shimon. It's going back on Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, you're not allowed to move any kais yoshon, any ner yoshon, a kais or karavash yoshon, also you can't move. Freite Gemara, maskvar mazutra. Yochi, my aval. Aval's mashma, even though I'm allowed to move something else, aval koisuk arava shoshes loyzim mekaimon. For Rabbi Yehuda, can't move anything. So what's the aval? Elo am mazutra, lo oilom Rav Shimon. We're going according to Rav Shimon. The question is, Rav Shimon doesn't hold as a problem muksamachas mias, or muksamachas isser. So why can't you move the ashoshes, this big lamp, or this big ka'ara, after the fire goes out? Because there at least he has a havamina, he might use it on Shabbos because he'll use it for his coffee. The nerz will go out tonight and then tomorrow he'll use it for his coffee. Avahani, these are so big that they're going to light the whole entire Shabbos. Hani din afishi loy. These that are so big, there's no plans on using them the Shabbos because it's supposed to be lit the whole entire Shabbos. Therefore, there's no plan. Now, Punkta went out, he does not have any das to use it, and therefore it's muksa. Now just to speak out, but a small ner, even if the lands are going out a little early than expected, you're allowed to use the shemen. He threw a lit light, so that the Rajba and the Rishayim speak out already, since he had das on the ner, eventually when it goes out, he also has das on the shemen also, even if it goes out prematurely. But upon him, even Rav Shimon finding out is masking a certain type of muksa. If you have no das to use it at all because it's a big lamp, then he'll agree that it is muksa and you won't be able to use it. Right to Marakasha, that I'll show you from a brisa not like that. You tell me that if it's big not, Vatanya, Moisa Hashemen, Shibiner, Shibikara, Osir, leftover Shemen in the Nera and the Ka'ara, it says Ka'ara here is Osir. Rav Shimon Mater, no, the Kashrut from Rav Shimon Mater, Rav Shimon still holds his Mutter, Rav Shimon Mater by Ka'ara. So you see, even by Ka'ara, Rav Shimon is Mater. And then before we're saying Ka'ara is masking, because Ka'ara has no das in it, because it's so big. So, Gemara, how some Ka'ara dumi diner? That braisa, it says Rav Shimon Mater, it's saying Ka'ara dumi diner, which means it's small. Haka here is Ka'ara dumi kais, a Ka'ara dumi kais, which is very big. And therefore, it's not Shver, and that's what's coming out there. Rav Shimon is masking to a certain extent. Tamuksa in a case where you have no tzad to use it the whole Shabbos. It's more than no tzad. You actually plan to not using it. You made a big thing of oil, a big bowl of oil to burn. You plan to not using it on Shabbos. So the Maravaita, Amrav Zera. Pamut, Pomut is a lamp, a metal lamp, a big lamp made out of metal, not out of earthenware. Pomut shaldiku by v'shavis. We learned the Gemara like Rashi, not like Tosfos. Om Rav Zera, pomut shaldiku by v'shavis. L'divrei ha-matir osir. V'fi Rashi, we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir over here. Remember, Yehuda told us muksa machmas mi'us, a muksa that was disgusting, like, for example, earthenware. And Rav Meir said muksa machmas isser. Said muksa machmas isser. That's what Rav Meir said. So, Rav Zera says, Pomut shediku by v'shavis, divrei ha-matir, according to the man yom holds mutter, by muksa machmas mi'us, which is Rav Meir. Here, by a metal lamp would be aser, divrei ha-oser mutter. The divrei Rabbi Yehuda that holds muksa machmas mi'us, he'll be mutter, because it's metal. But Lameimra that comes out was trying to say like this: Rabbi Yehuda muksa machmas mi'us isli. He holds a muksa machmas mi'us. Muksa machmas isser lesi. He does not hold a muksa machmas isser. He does not hold a muksa machmas isser because we're saying here is a case where it's not mi'us, but it is muksa machmas isser. Why? Because we're getting a Shabbos, so it was lit. So he's saying Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of that. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's mutter because no problem mi'us. All metal neiros you can metaltel. Chutz from a neiros you can buy for Shabbos, unless you litter that Shabbos, because there is muksa machmas issa. First, Rav Yehuda, it's a brayse I think in Maseches Beya that he holds before us that there is a muksa machmas issa. So how can you say that there's no muksa machmas issa according to Rav Yehuda? Ella iyit mahachit ma'arav zera. Pamuch adliku lava Shabbos, the Rav HaKol Aser. If you lit it this Shabbos, it's Aser. Why? Because muksa machmas issur. Lo yadliku alav, if you weren't madlik at the Shabbos, the Rav HaKol mutter. Everyone will agree it's mutter. Why? Because Vira Meir is no muksa machmas mi'us at all, and here it wasn't lit the Shabbos. And according to Rav Yehuda, here it's not mi'us. Since it's metal, and it doesn't absorb anything into its walls, therefore, it'll be mutter to be mishtamish with. Why? Because it's not mi'us, and therefore it won't be muksa.